Hello.
Hi, is that Colin?
Yeah, speaking, are you?
Hi, Colin, it's Leah.
How are you doing? You all right?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, good.
Is now a good time to talk?
Yeah, we can talk now.
Perfect. So obviously, just to let you know, calls are recorded for training and monitoring. And for
Yeah.
data protection, can you confirm your date of birth and postcode for me?
29/11/1979. It's the SE120QA. No, hang on.
Perfect.
Is that
No,
right?
that's right. Yeah, that's right. I know I'm constantly testing you on that, aren't I?
No, I've just moved, so it's like I keep wanting to give you my old one.
Oh, bless you. It was just about your email you sent me this morning,
Yeah.
saying your sister found court records.
Yeah, so it was a fucking real God moment, really. I was at her house the other day, and she's kind of moving at the minute. I asked her for these. My sister's mental health isn't great. She's also an alcoholic. She's really struggling, so. And so I kind of, and the last guy I spoke to said, don't put too much pressure on her, and I haven't, around this stuff. I've asked her a couple of times if what she wants to do, because she was in touch with another legal agency years ago, and she was kind of still of the mind that they were doing something. But I was like, no, it's been ages, and she's kind of been like, no, I don't really want to. She struggles to talk about it. But I was with her the other day, and she was sober and she was fine, and I was just telling her about what I was doing, and she just out of nowhere like said, oh, I've got some paperwork back then, and I'd asked her 2 weeks ago and she didn't have a clue what I was talking about, so that just tells you where her mind's at. And she went into the bedroom and come out with these papers, and they're like court papers from 1982, basically for my mum and what she'd done wrong and why we were at risk. And then there's another court paper that says, it's not got my, I think there's a bit missing for my sister, but the bit that it basically says that I was detained into a place of safety. And then the court papers, I mean, they're all very relevant. I mean, tell me how to send them on and I will. How do you want me to do that?
I mean, you can do it whichever way is better for you. You can scan them onto your phone and send them, or you can even take a picture and send them through.
Okay, that works for me, because I'd rather keep them.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I've said to you before as well, any records that we have on our system, you are more than welcome to have as well.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, I mean, if you do get records from Glasgow, I'd like them at the end of all of this.
Absolutely, you're more than what we keep them
To
for
keep
6 years to comply with
them.
data protection, so you are more than welcome to have them as
Yeah,
well.
so the only issue I've seen on the court papers, if my sister was to go and take this on. So my mum, for the first half of my sister's life, told her birthday was the 16th or the 7th. And when my sister went to apply for a passport, it turns out her birthday was the 17th or the 7th. So on these court papers, her date of birth is the 16th or the 7th, but her actual date of birth is the 17th or the 7th. And then on one of the papers, they've got me down as her wrong date of birth. So I don't know how relevant any of that is.
No, that will still be relevant.
Right, okay.
And I mean, it can also show signs of neglect as well.
Oh, okay.
Like getting your child's date of birth wrong for a
Yeah.
long period of time definitely
Yeah.
shows some type of neglect before care as well.
Yeah, okay.
Which I'm assuming, obviously I don't know the ins and outs, but I'm assuming would strengthen the case,
Okay.
because obviously if there was neglect before going into care and then trauma throughout care,
Yeah.
it's meant to be a safe place. Yeah, I absolutely think that that can be used
Okay.
to strengthen as well.
Okay.
Yeah, but
Yeah.
if you are able to, just send me a picture or a copy of whatever of those records. I'll
Yeah.
pop them onto your file as well as further
That's great.
evidence.
Yeah.
And yeah, we're just getting closer and closer now. Did you speak
Okay.
to Francesca before? Was that my other colleague, Francesca, you spoke
Yeah,
to?
very briefly, yeah.
Has she explained about your sister's case?
No. She said something about she said phoning me back. Was that what she was saying?
Okay, yeah, Francesca will call you back.
Right.
It's we have so MMA, we work have two law firms who we are
Right.
working on. So MMA at the minute does not have the capacity to take on new claims.
Right.
But we have got the campaign for what's called INS Law.
Right.
And we work in, same office,
mm-hmm.
under the same circumstances of finding your records, going through redress. We work the exact same way.
Yeah.
It's just for the capacity wise that it would be through INS for your sister.
Right.
But we've got quite a few clients already who someone else acts on their behalf. We're more than happy to do that and make that amendment as well.
But when I first spoke to the guy, and I said, obviously, sister was, the main witness in this is my sister, mm-hmm. and not only for her, because we were there together, we were in foster care together.
Yeah.
And he was kind of saying, if she wants to come along, you could do it together. Is that not a possibility? Because would it not strengthen either of our cases if we're both singing from the same hymn sheet?
It would, because what we can do is you have to do a witness statement at the end of collecting the records,
right.
which is a chronological order of what the records we have. And we would say to you, we've got this in your care records. Could you tell me more about what happened here?
Yeah.
That creates what's called a witness statement. We can use both your witness statement and your sister's on both of your cases.
Right. Okay.
Which will even more strengthen it because it shows, somebody else who was in care with you. So we can do that, which will strengthen it. The only issue with doing them together is that mm-hmm. it would take longer on your, because yours is nearly read, you're nearly at the end.
Right,
so it would push yours to take longer, and it could potentially affect the monetary outcome.
Okay.
We want to get you both the compensation you both deserve, not joint, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I understand.
So, it's definitely something I can speak to my manager about and discuss.
No, that's fine. As long as, when the panel were looking at this, they'll see, well, actually, there was two kids here. Both kids are saying the same thing.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, as well, we've been doing our own little bit of research, and we found on the Scottish Child Abuse Inquiry's website, because that's a website where people submit their own witness statements.
Right.
And we can use them to strengthen cases. So for certain care homes, there'll be stuff on there that we can actually pull out and add on as well and say, well, this is also someone else who was in that care home who experienced this.
Yeah.
It's just all, for us, it's all about strengthening. We just want to strengthen it.
Yeah. Also, I may have a partial address. I don't know if that helps. Where we were held in foster care.
Okay, let me pop that down.
I'll have to text it to you because I need to go out. It's on a text message and stuff.
Okay, no, that's fine.
Yeah, hang on, let me just. It's the name of the road. I can't remember.
No, that's okay. Don't worry.
But I'll send it to you. But I'm actually gonna go up and have a look because I've got vivid memories of the place, like the outside, the garden, the set. So I'm gonna go up to Scotland and basically have a look.
Okay.
But my cousin's convinced that they came and visited us there.
Mm-hmm.
So,
would you feel all right going to have a look?
Yeah, totally. Yeah? I was up there. I used to live in Stirling. And because I've got such vivid memories of this place, I thought it was in Falkirk for some reason. And I was looking. I knew there was kind of like a reservoir nearby. So I was looking on Google Maps, and everywhere I saw a reservoir, I was driving for a good couple of years. I was driving to the place and driving around trying to find it. And my cousins actually came and visited us. It wasn't far from where they lived in Cumbernauld.
Oh, bless you. Well, absolutely, by all means, if you have a partial address, you can send that through as well.
Yeah.
And that'll also strengthen it as well, because that'll be connected to who owned the house as well.
Perfect.
Okay. Is that all right for you?
Yeah, perfect, yeah.
Perfect. All right. Well, thank you very much for answering the call again today. I do appreciate it. And if you can send through that partial address and the records your sister has, I'll speak to my colleague Francesca. She'll probably give you a call at some point today about your sister's claim.
No problem.
And then should be okay.
Right. Thank you very much, Leah.
All right. Thank you very much for your time, Colin. You take care.
Cheers. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.